Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In a grim vision of the future, a dictatorial government forces sacrificial teenagers into a survival competition to the death in The Hunger Games.
The 74th annual Hunger Games.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
There's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
This compelling and well-crafted film remains largely faithful to the young adult bestseller that inspired it, as two of the contestants, or tributes, played by Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson, get insider advice from a previous game winner, Woody Harrelson.
This is the time to show them everything. Make sure they remember you.
I just keep wishing I could think of a way to show them that they don't own me. If I'm gonna die, I wanna still be me.
I just can't afford to think like that.
Director-co-writer Gary Ross, who previously wrote Big and directed and wrote Seabiscuit, does a fascinating job with his eerie, eccentric vision of a corrupt, nightmarish future. And the cast is universally excellent, with strong supporting work from old pros like Stanley Tucci and Donald Sutherland. But the pace of the film is deliberate, if not plotting, so that by the end of its nearly 2.5 hours running time, for some people, The Hunger Games may seem like The Slumber Games. It's rated PG-13 for very disturbing visions of violence, including vicious hand-to-hand combat and graphic close-ups of wounds, so it's wildly inappropriate for kids below the age of 13. 3 stars for the sure-to-be-smash hit The Hunger Games, the first part of a projected trilogy.